everyone into the Everyday Experience Podcast, a show called It's Probably You. I'm your host, LDP, riding shotgun. I've got Jesus on the microphone. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm good, sir. I'm really good.
Yeah.
Having a great day. We have an easy game today against the undefeated Steelers. So
I know, right?
I'm ready.
What I'm really excited about is today's episode is actually going out on the same day that we're recording. We haven't done this in a long time, and it just was called for, in my opinion. We had kept ourselves so far ahead of schedule, and with everything going on in the world, we hadn't decided to meet up again. And then, this idea came to mind. Something that would just be a little bit of a stray away from the rest of the theme for season three. I just wanted to do something that was fun and potentially hilarious, and I wanted to talk about guilty pleasures. I think everyone deserves an opportunity to just kind of take a deep breath and exhale and kind of laugh a little bit at themselves. So I thought guilty pleasures was the perfect thing for us to chat about, since I had this idea for a long time, couldn't figure out a way to execute it until this week. So thank you for indulging with me in this conversation, my friend.
No, this is great. And when you said that, for some reason, I just thought of another one that I really want to bring up. So now I'm ready. I have a couple.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Get those juices flowing. So it was kind of funny to me because I'm like, what is the actual definition of like what a guilty pleasure is? Like, what is a guilty pleasure? So, of course, me, you know, decided to go and do a little bit of research. So what I was able to find as defined by actual dictionary definition. So I'm going to read to you. Something such as a movie, television program, or piece of music that one enjoys despite feeling that it is not generally held in high regard. And that's where you said you were struggling with the whole idea of a guilty pleasure. Can you explain why you kind of struggled with it?
Only because I started overthinking it. And as I got older, I stopped feeling guilty for things I liked. You know, I just want to like the stuff I like. And I couldn't think of anything where I'm like, well, I don't really feel guilty about it. You know, I watch it because I watch it. But now, after talking to my wife, I'm like, okay, there's a couple of things that maybe fall into that category.
It's funny because my wife told me to tell you to ask your wife what is actually your guilty pleasure. And then all of a sudden, you know, a lot of things come to light. But I couldn't just stay at the dictionary definition, right? You know me, I'm going to have to do a little bit more research. I wanted to see if I could find something that talked a little bit more about it. So I hit it on two fronts. Obviously, I took it to the people. So I put up an Instagram poll. We'll share the results there. But there was an article that I found that really kind of encapsulated what we're talking about and that whole mindset of like guilty or being open about it. What does that actually mean? So I found this. It's guilty pleasure. No such thing. And this was from the New York Times. And this is how they kind of defined it. They said a guilty pleasure is something that we enjoy, but we know we're either not supposed to like or liking it says something negative about us. And that's kind of how people have always generally looked at guilty pleasures, which is why you and I kind of struggle with the idea of like guilty, because I'm pretty open. It like not a lot of things bother me about what I enjoy and what I like to do. So I'm in that same boat with you. But they went on to talk a little bit more about it. Like guilt can be a healthy motivator to kind of push us to change behavior that we don't like, with shame. The painful feeling is like, oh, sorry, let me restate that. What they're saying is guilt can be a healthy motivator to push us to change behaviors that we don't like. However, shame is completely different. Like shaming yourself or being shamed by other people, that is a painful feeling, and that doesn't really help with the behavior or anything. It just causes people to feel pretty terrible about themselves. So that's like the difference between a guilty pleasure and actually feeling ashamed. What do you think about that?
I never thought about it as two different things, so that's interesting. There's a lot, because I want to say, part of me wants to say, people should like what they like. You shouldn't shame people for doing things like they should do it. But on the other hand now, I'm like, well, there's some things that you just shouldn't be doing, either as an adult or as a person. It just feels weird to see someone engage in that.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny because that kind of falls into one for myself that people accuse me of. And if you want, I'll start with that one where if you've ever gone on a road trip with me, I apologize in advance, or if you're going to go, but I freaking love Disney stuff. Like, yes, I'm one of those annoying people that will play Disney music the entire time I'm driving. If I can, I'll sing along to all of them. And, you know, you get that shame of like, oh, do you have kids? And it's like, no, I just really love Disney stuff. And they're like, oh, that's weird. And I'm like, no, it's not like in a creepy way. But like, as a kid, I have a lot of good memories. That was one of the big first big trips as a family that we took was to Disneyland. Because my family didn't come from a lot of money. So we did a lot of like parks and beaches and things like that where it's free to go. So Disneyland was like, whoa, this is crazy. And that memory stuck with me. And watching those movies growing up, we would have them on the tapes, the VCR tapes, you know, and we would rewatch them all the time. Yep. So that stuff really stuck to me. And I like it not of like, oh, I like it because I'm still a kid in my head, but I like it because one, it gives you that feeling of like, oh, joy and excitement of oh, it's just a happy place. And then two, I'm excited for when I do have kids that I'm going to get to show them that kind of stuff. So
you can share it with them.
But that's the thing I was going back to earlier, where there's a fine line where you can like it in a sense of where you're just happy for it. Then you can like it in a sense where it's like, all right, you wouldn't dress as the character in your own home or something like that. Walk around
and just walk around all day.
Yeah, or in public if you weren't in a park. That crosses a line. But that was my first one that my wife brought up. She's like, are you kidding me? Every time we're driving, it's like the Mulan soundtrack or something like that the whole way. And she hates it. Yeah, so no, that's my first one.
Oh, that's interesting, and it's great because it actually touches on something that they went into with the article, the guilt versus the shame versus motivator and, you know, making people just feel bad about themselves. But they talked about the cultural impact on it and how we can see it as an important balance and a way of kind of embracing pleasure as opposed to looking at it as being negative. So in your case, you're embracing something that just brings you joy. There shouldn't be any shame associated with that. And it's something that impacted you. So it's not just a cultural impact, but it's a family impact. It's an actual impact to your life. Something that was really important to you at a certain point in your time has continued to linger. And you're actually using it for the right reasons. Another thing that they talked about was using your guilty pleasures to actually make connections. So like, how many people have you become friends with or found through something that you enjoy doing that maybe other people might think is weird, but you can kind of build your own community. So I thought that part of like guilty pleasures, I think, isn't that like a cool way of thinking about it? Yeah. Can you think of a time when that's happened to you where you kind of like found yourself in a community because of something that you enjoyed that might not be the norm?
I mean, even just keeping to that same one, I have coworkers who are also like super into Disney stuff. Yeah. And when we found out, we're all like, oh, we're part of that club where we'll send each other that thing. And then my sister, again, also really big into that. And one of my favorite memories is as adults, her and I took a trip where it was a road trip, just me and her, where we drove through California and we ended the trip by going to Disneyland together.
Oh, nice.
And then we went back. Yeah. And so that moment really stuck to me, not just because of Disneyland, but hanging out with my sister. And then my sister-in-law, one of my my wife's sisters, we found out she's super into Disney because she used to work there. So again, like her and I were like, whoa, we're both into it. And then so we really connected through that. So
isn't it? But that's the thing, right? It can almost become kind of a barrier destroyer or remove barriers for people when you're in a situation, especially when you're trying to build a relationship with other people, whether it be at work, whether it be relatives that you're trying to really connect with on a different level other than just we're related. It's nice to have those other connection points, and it was just awesome. And it kind of changed my thought process as I was thinking through like what a guilty pleasure is when they talked about using it for a connection. And it was awesome because it tied me right back into what I like to do. I was like, okay, so I read this article, I'm all inspired, I'm writing the notes, but I need some other people's opinion, right? They did a study, and I'm not going to go into all of that. We'll make sure that you can get to the article. But with that being said, had to do my own poll. So I had three questions, as always, I had three questions, and we hit it with that. And then the responses that I got from people are gold. So I'm gonna talk about the poll, you know, what the numbers said, but then I'm gonna give you some of these responses and some of these people's guilty pleasures, and I just want you to react. That's all I want. I just want to get your reaction on them, and then we'll go into ours specifically. Like, we'll talk more a little bit about ours.
Okay, go for it.
So started off the poll with, do you even have any guilty pleasure? So I just hit that up. It was one of those softball layup type questions. I
like get them to answer the first one.
Yeah. I like to get those layups in. And I was because we've done polls and I felt like people have purposely been a contrarian. Not this time, right? It was 100% across the board. It was 100%. Everybody admitted to having a guilty pleasure. So I was happy to see that we didn't have some of those contrarians pretending like, you know, they're saints. We didn't have that with this particular poll. Okay. And then we went to how many can you think of right now? I wanted like an on the spot type of question. So I said less than three or more than three. Where do you think people landed? Well, where would be your idea? So less than three or more than three? Which one do you think was a little bit higher?
I think they went for more than three because I think people are going to be like, oh, my, binge watching TV and drinking pumpkin spice lattes, things like that. Or like so, the generic ones we hear all the time, mm-hmm. You know? So
no, I was on the same thing with you. I thought that too. I thought that there was going to be more than three. The poll suggested, though, 73% said that they actually had less than three. And oh. And part of me comes back to what you dealt with as you were trying to think through what your actual guilty pleasure was. I put people onto the spot right then in that moment. I think if people really thought about it, they probably have more than three. But that's interesting that the numbers actually said 73% less than three. And then it came to my favorite question. And I just really put it out there, this little call to action. I said, do you care to share with us? And I will tell you, we got some fantastic responses. Obviously, we can't use all of them, but appreciate it. Let's just start hitting some of these up. So this one was one of my favorites that came through. I enjoy show tunes and I love Katy Perry. Like that was, I mean, specifically because I live with a Katy Perry. So, you know, I'm biased in this one.
Did you write that one? I'm just kidding. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but what exactly is a show tune? Like, what is a show tune?
I think when I think of show tunes, I think of like old school, old timey, quartet type of music. Or are they talking about like plays when it comes to show tunes? I don't do show tunes. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, me either. Really, this is one of those things where I nod along like I know what it is, but I don't know.
I had another one, drama-based reality TV, and then the person said, "Think 90 Day Fiance." Like this, so that goes into like that category of the television watching. This one was good. Eating chocolate while telling my kids no to chocolate. Also wine, and using social media during work hours.
I guess you know what, that would fall as a guilty pleasure, right? Because I feel bad for doing it, but I love to do it.
Right. That's exactly it for me. I'm kind of in that same boat. Of course, I kind of thought this was going to happen. I got the Bachelorette. I got a bunch of those. Got a bunch of The Bachelor. I feel like The Bachelor has become a lot of people's guilty pleasure.
Yeah. My wife. She loves it.
I know a lot of people who indulge in it. You know that you could like make a bracket for it, right? Like you could do the brackets for The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
I did not know that. Don't tell my wife because she really got into fantasy football and she's doing really well. I don't want to give her another bracket to play.
Yeah, so you can actually make a bracket for that. So I thought that was hilarious. But yeah, I kind of saw that coming. This was another High School Musical, like just High School Musical. I think it's like the universe of High School Musical. This person like that's their guilty pleasure.
Oh. High School Musicals, I can get behind. High School Musical, the show, I can, you know.
Are they rebooting that thing?
I don't know. Probably.
There's a reboot for everything. Potato chips and red wine. Like the combination of drinking red wine while eating potato chips.
I can get behind that. Actually, sounds really good. And now I'm dreaming, like, do I have chips? Because I have wine. Do I have any chips?
The true crime documentaries and everything. I got a bunch of true crime, like the investigation shows.
No guilt on that, though. We watch that day in, day out.
Yeah, right? Hallmark Christmas, like just Hallmark Christmas. This is what this person wrote, just Hallmark Christmas.
Well, those have crossed the line, though, where they were... They used to be considered bad, and now everyone likes that they're fun bad. So yeah, they remind me of like Adam Sandler movies and stuff like that. But carry on.
They've kind of lost some of the allure. I thought this one was hilarious. Stealing mini soaps, shampoos, etc. from hotels. I have a collection I never use.
Oh, that's funny. So if you never use it, why do you take them? I mean, I wouldn't consider that stealing, though, because they included in your room that you were going
to
use it.
It's given to you. It's all encompassing. That is a part of what you paid for. So I wouldn't consider that.
Unless they're taking off the like wall things from the shower and taking out like the whole things, you know?
But, yeah. All right. So listening to motivational, often cheesy speeches, music at the gym. So like speeches while you're working out. Could you see yourself listening to a motivational speech as you work out?
I could. If it was but it has to be from something. Because one of the things which used to be a guilty pleasure, but now I have no guilt, is how much I love anime. And they always have these speeches that pump everybody up. Yeah. And whenever I hear one of those, I'm like, oh, I want to go running now.
I'm ready to hit the ground running. All right. Full on dancing, singing, performance to imaginary audience and to an imaginary audience when their house is empty, when everybody's gone dancing and singing in the house. I will also say that I could be guilty of this at times. There are times where I will just blast music. But if I'm in that mood, I'm just going to play music around the house, moody music, dance music, whatever I'm in the mood for, it's going to happen.
You blast that Disney music. You know, you put as loud as you can get it.
You blast that Disney music and you have no shame.
You let your neighbors know.
So I'm not going to continue down that path with those. I just thought that it was funny to kind of hear what some of these people had to say. And honestly, a lot of those, I wouldn't judge anybody for it. You know what I mean? Like, to me, those make sense. It's funny because then they talked about it in the article about like the cultural difference and the family difference and your moral differences, how things make you feel like you should be guilty of them because of something else in your life. So it's like that compounding effect. So let's do some confessions of our own. So you've already been gracious enough to confess one of yours. I'm going to confess one of mine, right? So one of my guilty pleasures is, for whatever reason, we all know I love YouTube. I go to YouTube for everything. I'm very honest about that. But I have a couple secrets on there. One of them is I love looking at like the everyday carry and product reviews. Like that is my thing. Like if I could, anytime I want to buy something or anytime I'm making a decision, I will watch as many of those everyday carry and like product review videos as I possibly can. So I guess I should break it up into two different things, right? I'm always looking at everyday carry stuff so that I can potentially buy something to everyday carry. And I'm also liking product reviews anytime I want to buy something. And that's kind of a guilty pleasure to me because I spend an absorbent amount of time with it.
Okay. I was like, well, that's not really that much guilty pleasure, but I guess it means how much time you're spending on it.
Yes.
Because I do also, I actually, in the same boat with you, I think I watch more product reviews on YouTube than I watch actual television in a week or a month, which is crazy.
I would agree with you there. If it's not really sports, I'm not really spending a lot of time watching it. I guess my obsession with, HGTV is a real one. That's a real obsession. House Hunters is my jam, man. House Hunters and House Hunters International, you kidding me? Anytime I have an opportunity to see somebody else buying a house and I'm not the one getting stressed out over it, but I get to see the layout, you kidding me, man? I'm in on that. Absolutely in on that. So what was your next one? What was another guilty pleasure that came to mind for you?
Oh, man, I thought of one during it and I forgot it. But I have my backup one, which kind of bleeds into the similar vein as the Disney stuff, right? But it's, especially this year, how much I love Christmas, to put it up early. Like after this call, I'm actually going to go to Starbucks. I'm going to get myself the peppermint mocha. They're back now early, a month early. No hate. I'm going to drive back playing my music, my Christmas music, and then we're going to start putting up our Christmas decorations inside the house. That's the goal.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Come on. So, like, yesterday, so just quick little story, right? Yesterday, we're doing our normal Fort Worth pickups, and I come back to the car, and my wife is already looking up Christmas music stations.
Yes.
With Sirius XM. People, can we at least get to Thanksgiving?
No. Any other year, you could make that argument, sir, but you give us this, all right? You give us this year to listen to our Christmas music early. I wanted to put up a tree, but this year we're going to use a real tree.
And oh, really?
Yeah. So my worry was, would it die before Christmas? Most likely, yes. So that I'll wait till after Thanksgiving, but everything else, it's going to be up and ready, sir.
Oh, up my and goodness. Ready. I'm not even close to being surprised. Not even a little bit. I do think it's funny. And we will have an actual holiday-based episode. I've already got something in the works, maybe a little versus, maybe we might do some type of a poll. I've got some ideas, but we are definitely going to do our holiday episode, because I couldn't do that to my co-host. I couldn't not have a holiday episode, because I think that some people would be very upset if we didn't do that. So on to another guilty pleasure of mine. And again, I don't necessarily feel guilty about it, but one of my favorite things to do, and I do this at least once a month now, is a charcoal face mask. It will change your life, people. Stop making it weird for men to have face masks. It is a fantastic use of my time, and the benefits to my skin have been phenomenal. But it is one of those things that when I tell people how much I enjoy face masks, they do look at me a little funny. I get some funny looks when I tell people that. Yeah, that's part of the routine. That's happening at least once a month.
Let me ask you this. Are those similar to like the nose things where they get stuck to your skin, or is that one just like you take it off and it doesn't like stick and rip everything out?
Oh, yep. So the one that I'm using right now, I'm not going to shout out the brand, but it's like a charcoal mask. You just put it on and it's just a peel off. So it dries in 15 minutes and then you peel it off. Now, another guilty pleasure on top of the guilty pleasures, I like to let that thing ride for as long as possible. Like if I could, I would let it sit on my face for like half an hour. And I usually get reminders from my wife that you gotta take it off. I just like having it sit there.
Takes off your skin at that point.
I like having it sit there and get into those pores. But yeah, I would say that face masks are one of those like guilty pleasures of mine. And I love it, man. I love being able to just feel that level of cleanliness. There's nothing like it.
I just remember mine, all right?
Have you ever used one before? Have you ever done a face mask?
Only the nose things, not the face mask, because I'm scared of if the face thing gets stuck in my hairs and I pull them out. I'm like, I'm not good with pain, Lance. I don't know if you know this, but I don't like pain. So I'm like, if it's gonna pull up all my hairs and stuff, I don't want to deal with that. But I have nothing against it. Like, if there's like a scrub version or whatever, I'd try that out. I'm just also lazy when it comes to my appearance. So the extra time is like, do I want to do that? Do I want to go play a game or something? But yeah. The one I just thought of is buying cooking stuff, specifically grills. Yes. Grills and anything like smokers and things like that. I'm at four right now.
I was just gonna say, can you tell people like how many you actually have? Because it's crazy when I go into your backyard and this dude has got
four. It's not so bad. You know, you look at the YouTubers and they got way more. But that's four, and that's counting what I have, not the ones I've like sold or like got rid of and got new ones or whatever. So I have a charcoal grill, I have the propane grill, and then I have an electric smoker, and I have a pellet smoker. But what I'm trying to get next is a Komodo, right? But now so they have that, like...
That's going to have you at five, though. Like, I want to keep counting here. Well, that's going to put you at
five. I want six, because the fifth one, I wanted the regular Komodo, and this last week they just announced a Komodo that uses pellets. And I'm very curious how that even works. If that's going to have all the benefits of pellet, but like the heat containment of the Komodos. So immediately, what did I do? I went to YouTube and I just start watching all these.
Got to do the product
start talking review. About it. You know what I mean?
Got to watch the product review.
Do I need any more grills? No, I can pretty much cook anything I want. But what I was trying to make the argument to you and my wife is it's not like they just sit there. I legitimately use my grills a lot.
You use all of them. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you definitely use them. It's just, you know, you can't. I haven't seen you have, you know, four going at a time. I have seen you do two at a time. Like I've seen you where literally the smoker's got something in it and you're on the grill making something for us to eat right then and there.
And
so,
now I got the fryer, you know,
No games are being played here is what I'm hearing. My friend has no games that he's playing. He is going to grill you. I'm just waiting for you to do like your food pop up. You just let me know when we're going to do a food pop up.
Got the name and everything set up, buddy. I'm just waiting, you know, once this madness is done, maybe. Anyway.
Cannot wait. So here's the last one that came to mind for me, and there's I have a bunch. I want to keep it to three, but this as I'm looking at my guilty pleasures, I'm starting to realize they all kind of fall into the same vein of just kind of either self-care or creative. Like that's basically where I currently like I always am. I'm either doing something for self-care like yoga or, you know, face masks, or I'm trying to find ways to create better. So another thing that I have, it's like slowly became like this I wouldn't call it an obsession, but it's definitely like a guilty pleasure, fun. It's like a chase for me is I am constantly checking camera prices in the used market. I am always looking at used camera gear, new camera gear, looking to see if there's any deals that I can find on lenses or camera bodies. I find myself checking at least once a day to see if certain cameras that I'm after or certain cameras that I have an interest in have gone down. It's almost like I'm testing the camera market. Like I'm trying to learn when is the best time to buy, given that this is, you know, somewhat of a new hobby for me. But that is definitely, I just love it. It's almost like chasing the deal. I feel like one of those people who used to go to like Sears and JCPenney's with a ton of coupons and you're just like chasing the deal. That's what I feel like I'm doing constantly. I'm constantly in the process of like trying to find the best deal, looking at when I see things at a certain price. And then if I get them at a better price, I don't know what it is. It's like so fun to me. It's like a chase. I don't know what it is, like a competition to me, and I love it.
It's funny how when you chase deals, you think you're saving money. And someone like you does, because you actually watch it. But for someone like me, that just makes me find more products I want. And I end up just buying more products. So I'm glad you have that willpower to just be patient. Because if you're patient with electronics, man, and people hate used electronics. But if you're looking and you're making sure you're getting a good deal, like it's legitimately taken care of. So there's no guilt in that, sir. You just made a good deal and you're smart.
And that's exactly how I look at it. And for me, there's only a couple different camera groups or camera retailers that I would actually use, whether it's local or some that are a little bit bigger and nationwide. There are only a couple that I am willing to even put my trust in. I'm personally, I'm not going to buy a camera off of like eBay or from somebody else. Unless I know that that person is a camera person and how they handle their gear, I'm not going to buy it from just a regular individual. I'm sorry. It's just not my jam. Because if something's wrong, now I'm having to send it somewhere to see if they can fix it. You know what I mean? And I just,
or if it's stolen or anything like that. It's harder to find out, because with camera gear, that's stuff that gets reported because it's so expensive, you know?
Exactly. And you know, you get the serial number and all that, and you can put your name and register it and all that. But there's just too much liability versus just getting it from a retailer that's what they do. They test it, they can make repairs, and then they can resell it. So that's kind of where my head is at when it comes to guilty pleasures. Honestly, I wanted to just sit here, have a conversation with a friend, and have a good time today. Like, yeah, guilty pleasures, everybody should have them. We know that for some people it's really hard. And I didn't think everybody was going to tell me all of them. Obviously, I'm sure that there are some that people just don't want to talk about. But what I wanted to say today was it's okay to have things that you enjoy that other people might look at and think is weird, because you as the unique individual deserve to have things that you like and have them be a part of your everyday life. You deserve that.
Just enjoy it, you know, like you're saying.
No shame. I love what the article talked about, is there's a difference between healthy guilt and unnecessary shame. Let's focus more on making sure that your pleasures and the things that you do, as long as you're not hurting anybody, I say go for it. I say completely go for it. Live your best life, because you only get one of them, right? So why not make it the best life that you possibly can? With that being said, my friend, what else do you have?
That's it, sir. I'm just pumped up to go get my coffee and to go start setting up my Christmas stuff. That's all I had. Nothing else.
The Christmas stuff. It's coming back. All right, everyone. This has been another episode of It's Probably You. Again, just a nice little inhale and exhale. We are so excited to get this out to you all. Let us know. Do you have anything else that you can think of from a guilty pleasure standpoint? What do you think about the concept of, you know, healthy guilt and healthy pleasure versus unnecessary shame? What do you think about that? We'd love to hear from you. We're on Instagram at @its_probably_U. And of course, our website, www.itsprobablyyou.com. We are always looking to interact with you all. Don't be afraid to like, comment, and share. With that being said, if at any point you feel guilty, it's probably you.